Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Palestinian protests.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in the West Bank. The day after demonstrations against the U.S. opening an embassy in Jerusalem, 59 protesters were killed, 2,700 injured at the Gaza border, where Fox's Benjamin Hall is.
They are still gathering at the fence, not as much as we saw them yesterday, and for the moment it's quiet. Yesterday, 40,000 Palestinians came to the Israeli-Gaza border, and they were running up and down, the IDF saying that they tried to launch a number of cross-border raids. They were pushed back by the IDF, but they were armed sometimes with Molotov cocktails and stones. The Israeli forces responding with live fire.
The UN Security Council will discuss that today. Some countries are criticizing the use of force. The U.S. supports Israel. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
There was barely any mention of the Gaza violence at Monday's lavish inauguration ceremony for the new embassy in Jerusalem, an upgraded consular building located just 50 miles away. White House spokesman Raj Shah blamed the terror group Hamas.
Hamas is intentionally and cynically provoking this response. And as the Secretary of State said, Israel has the right to defend itself.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined an American delegation of Trump administration officials and Republican and evangelical Christian supporters at the embassy opening. Dave?
John Daca will be back in court today as the Trump administration appeals a federal judge's ruling blocking the president's order to end the Obama program that protected some immigrants brought here illegally as kids. Two other judges have also blocked it. President Trump tweeted the first ladies in good spirits after Melania Trump had surgery for what's called a benign kidney condition. The polls are open in Pennsylvania and one of four states holding primaries.
Republicans are running on prosperity and a positive spin on what President Trump has been doing.
She's worried the state Supreme Court's decision redrawing congressional districts will help Democrats flip seats in November. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a Deere. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
More toxic gas is spewing around Kilauea in Hawaii. Yet another reason for residents nearby to evacuate on the Big Island. Flowing lava's burned down more than two dozen homes.
On Monday, another fissure opened up in the ground, spewing out lava and forcing officials to expand the evacuation zone as they said more fissures could open up on the east end of the island. At the top of the volcano, rock falls have been seen. And when that happens, it sends ash into the sky. The lava lake has receded, and if it heats up the groundwater and those falling rocks form a plug, geologist Janet Babb says there could be a problem.
The steam that's building can become pressurized, and then if it's pressurized enough to blast through that plug, that's the concern that we're considering.
That could shoot large boulders into the sky. Separately, the Hawaii Tourism Board says the island suffered about $5 million in losses as people cancel their summer vacations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A father in Northern California is charged with torturing and abusing his children. All 10 were removed from a home in Fairfield said to be filthy.
Based upon what I've seen, we believe that 9 of the children were abused.
Solano County Chief Deputy DA Sharon Henry. Jonathan Allen's wife, Ina Rogers, denies the allegations, saying the kids didn't have broken bones, scars, didn't need medical attention. She's charged with neglect. Days before the royal wedding with Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle, we find out her father will not be walking her down the aisle.
Thomas Markle says he meant no harm to Meghan or the royal family when he made a deal to allow a photo agency to take pictures of him getting ready for the wedding. It was not principally about money. but the fact that he's been ambushed, looking horrible by the paparazzi. So now he's decided not to go to the wedding because he doesn't want to embarrass the royal family or his daughter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
All right, good morning. There's lots to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
Our local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council today is set to vote on whether to give a downtown redevelopment project $100,000 in redevelopment incentive program funding. The News Gazette says Main Street Rail LLC is planning to redevelop the building at 40 East University Avenue into a microbrewery with residential living space above it. The Solar Group purchasing program is open again to the local area. WCIA says the program allows people to buy solar energy equipment at reduced prices. For more details, you can go to a Solar Power Hour information session at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. Governor Bruce Rauner wants to revive the death penalty for mass murderers and those who kill cops. He said there must be a burden of proof where the person is guilty beyond all doubt. He said reinstating the death penalty shows we have no tolerance for such atrocities in our state. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
We're your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 477. David's NMLS is 1718338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Today is Blossom Basket Day.
Yes.
We'll be taking nominations at our text 359-2255.
Sweet.
We want to give a bouquet of flowers to somebody special that needs a lift or just because? You can nominate those at 359-2255. Here's Diane Ducey.
Kind of overcast this morning. I think we're coming out of some showers. I didn't hear it, but lots of puddles on my way into work. A 30% chance of isolated thunderstorms today. High 80, low 58. 84 the high tomorrow. Morning shower chance at 40%, down to around 58 on Wednesday night. Up to 83, down to 60 with partly cloudy conditions Thursday. And similar forecast for Friday and Saturday. Right now we're at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
So who needs a bunch of flowers?
Yeah.
Thinking in my own head. Oh, yeah, there's a few.
Oh, yeah.
You want to send somebody some flowers, all you have to do is text it in as we go here. We'll make the decision and the call at 8:30. Ron Bailey over at Blossom Basket Floor standing by. 359-2255, 359-2255.
May's a big month. The teachers got a salute last week. The graduates have been working hard. The moms, of course, this past weekend. Veterans Day is coming up on the 28th. There's lots of people in your life that you could pat on the back.
Yep, and Diane's in charge. So good luck to you.
I love that, Stevie J. Thank you so much.
All right, so gambling on games. What has really changed?
Right.
I mean, certainly you can go play video poker till you're done with all your money. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that hard to bet on a game now? Just go online. There are all kinds of places to bet offshore. I think you've got states now that are just jumping in here on the deal. And it appeared to me and occurred to me that what I'm about to play, I don't know how many of you even know what this is from. And to me, it's like, so don't say anything, Diane, and text me if you know what this is.
Hey, Fred, open up.
What do you want?
How about a game of marbles, Fred?
Marbles?
Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Why, Fred?
I got my reasons.
Hey, tell you what, Fred. We'll play for a nickel if you want to bet.
Fred had a little gambling problem there. And if you know what that is, you can text me 359-2255. See how our age of listeners are here. 359-2255. Tanya J. Powers, I can go online with my phone and bet on the game tonight, Cleveland and Boston. So what's the change here? I can gamble now in states that want to make it legal, I guess.
Well, pretty much, yes. The Supreme Court decision yesterday basically makes it where states can say if they're going to make it legal in their particular state to bet on sports betting. You have, so far, according to this 1992 law, that was the thing that they struck down yesterday when that was, you know, going on for, what, almost 30 years now. Nevada was the only state where you could wager on the result of a single game. You could go and, you know, pretty much, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, you can bet on pretty much anything.
Yeah, no, you can, and you can bet on all kinds of things. You know, first field goal, first point scored, first free throw.
Yeah.
You can break it down like that. The thing I don't think that the college and the pros want to start is in a free throw, in a college basketball game, you really want to gamble on who shoots the first free throw. That can be manipulated by players.
Yeah, that's one of the questions a lot of people have for all of this is, what does this mean in the case of that? Is that something that they, you know, are going to police? How are they going to make sure that doesn't happen? You know, there's still some questions, and I guess, you know, they're leaving this up to the states, so the states are going to have to make sure that those kinds of things don't take place.
Well, again, I guess it makes it easier. It's kind of going to have the blessing of the state. You're going to have more gambling problems. There are 15 million that are on the gambling addiction watch now. Perhaps it makes it easier. Maybe not. I don't think it's just simpler. And maybe giving the blessing of the state causes more to say, hey, it's legal. Let's just go bet on the game tonight. Yeah, but, I mean, you can still do it. Those that want to do it, do it. There are bookies everywhere that are running out of their living rooms. So, I mean, it's just mainstream, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of states are looking at this as a potential way to help some of their budget problems. Led this lawsuit and was involved in this in the first place.
Yeah.
Delaware, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia are also among the states that are expected to get into this pretty quick, too.
All right. So, you know, when we started the whole video thing, I said it's going to be on every corner, and it is. And I'm sure this will, and there's going to be gambling fixes and problems and cheating and scandals. It's just inevitable.
Right.
It's just going to happen. I don't know where or when, but it's going to happen. Because people that play sports also gamble, and they get in trouble and all these other things. It's a natural thing. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News ace reporter. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I appreciate you having me on today.
Hey, Fred, open up.
What do you want?
How about a game of marbles, Fred?
Marbles? Come right in, boy. I need somebody to practice with. I have to get real good.
Why, Fred?
I got my reasons.
Hey, tell you what, Fred. We'll play for a nickel if you want to bet.
Ron, you remember that show, Ron?
Yep, I sure do.
The name of the show was
Flintstone.
Yeah, Fred.
You got it.
Fred had a bit of a bad.
I know lots of people with that kind of reaction.
Does this have anything to do with anything, Ron? It makes it easier, I guess, but you can still bet on games anytime you want.
Yeah, it makes it easier, but sad thing is you get tempted to win a lot, and the casinos and the gas stations control the winning, and they're not going to let you win.
Tight machines and stuff. What about you? You in on all this? You gamble? Have you gambled?
I did it. I did it for a while, and I learned my lesson.
So you were able to walk away.
Yeah.
You know, me too. I did it for a while as well in my early 20s, betting money I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I was able to walk away.
Yeah.
But some can't. Yeah, you know, so it's I don't like it, but, you know, I'm always the wet blanket. I'm always the guy that, oh, I don't like sugar, gambling, I don't drink. What boring.
What fun are you, CJ?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like sugar either because it give you diabetes and heart trouble.
Ron, you're a good man, my friend.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, my friend.
You too, Stevie. I've listened to you when you were on WDWS, and I listen to you every day now, and I thank you for your Christian station, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Christian 95.3 has got a lot of people on it. Hey, my friend.
And your daughter Grace does a good job on her devotion.
Thank you. Too. I'll tell her that. Ron, hang in there, my friend. Thanks for listening.
You too, Stevie. God bless you and your family.
Yeah, God bless you as well, Ron. Ron and Rantuo knew it was a Flintstone.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
And there was at least a half a dozen people who texted
the Flintstones.
And some of them I see are, you know, 40.
All right.
So
we're not ancient. All right, it's 716 ESPN 93.5. Text in any thoughts on the gambling, good, bad, indifferent, 359-2255. What do you think?
A lot of athletes will be open to be manipulated to solve their budget problems
I guess it could happen. Now, I just don't see it as a massive change of anything. Those that gamble, gamble. I mean, go on my phone right now. Want to go to Sportsbook offshore?
Yeah.
I can make a bet. I mean, we had an advertiser on here. And
yeah, we did.
I can't. And I, you know what I thought? I said, heck, I'll make a bet on something.
That's right.
Support my client.
I know.
And then I started thinking, do I want my kids to do it? And I said, no, and I didn't do it.
Okay, that's a good filter.
That's the only way I didn't do it that time, because I said, you know, I'll support them. They're supporting us. But I don't want to do it.
It's a coast-to-coast ruling from the Supreme Court, and that's what people are chatting around the water cooler this morning, the sports betting in the states. And now they have to pass legislation. I've heard, you know, 32 states ready to go with this. I wouldn't doubt if Illinois is in that pool. I haven't checked yet. But, you know, the way they goofed up the lottery where we thought we were helping our education.
Well, we are. It goes right to education. They just took the education dollars and used it on something else. They took what was in there and spent it somewhere else and took the lottery and replaced it.
Oh.
So it is going to education. Sleight of hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
A rolling of the eyes here.
Yeah, exactly.
So three homers from the Braves. It brought Atlanta up. And, man, I was listening to that game on U.S. 105.9. The bases were loaded. Two outs. Ninth inning, we just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe it'll happen tonight, and you'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. The final yesterday, Atlanta over the Cubs 6-5. Pittsburgh will host the Chicago White Sox. Well, St. Louis and the Minnesota Twins, we've got your Redbird recap now.
Now, we already did the knocking. That was Barney and Fred Flintstone in the classic gambling scene. One of them, actually, the reason he was playing marbles is he had to play Arnold the Paperboy, who kept beating him out of couches and chairs, and Wilma didn't know where their furniture was going. Yeah.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. The Redbirds had a day off yesterday as they prepare for a two-game series against the Minnesota Twins starting tonight. As we know, the Minnesota Twins swept the Blues from Busch Stadium earlier last week. Tonight, they send Jack Flaherty to the mound. Flaherty starting in place of Carlos Martinez. He looks for his first victory in 2018. Currently sitting at 0-1 on the season. That loss came against the Pittsburgh Pirates, where he gave up 3 earned runs on a total of 5 innings pitched. The Redbirds also looking for some offense. In 5 of their last 6 games, the Cardinals have scored 3 runs or less. It'll be Flaherty against Jose Berrios. First pitch this evening at 7:10. Our Amer and Total Access pregame show comes your way at 6:15. I'm Alex Ferrario on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
All righty. By the way, Arizona lost to Milwaukee last night. Cubs and Pirates a game out in the Central. Cubs now 2 out in the Central. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years.
WattsCoffee.com.
Some clouds today, 30% chance of precipitation. Today's high 80, 57 our low tonight, up to 84 with morning shower chance at 40% tomorrow, down to around 58 in the evening. Thursday and Friday, up into the mid-80s, down to around 60 at night with just a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 68 now.
ESPN 93.5 Fox Business Minute, brought to you this morning by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right. It's Tuesday, 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the cool start to spring in many parts of the U.S. cut into business at Home Depot. The home improvement chain reported better than expected earnings and its sales improved, but Wall Street was expecting an even stronger quarter. It's blaming a slow start to the spring selling season. Two MacBook Pro owners are suing Apple, demanding the company replace all keyboards from the devices released since 2016. The lawsuit claims one or more keys stick and no longer register keystrokes. There's no official response from Apple. KFC in the United Kingdom is celebrating this weekend's royal wedding with a commemorative chicken bucket. It is white with gold trim and has a seal that reads, "We declare a regal day of celebration, jubilation, and fried chicken." The Dow was up 68 yesterday. NASDAQ added 8. S&P added 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, "Hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway"? Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanics.
All right, it is 7:23, ESPN 93.5. It is Tuesday morning. We're taking your text in for nominations for the Blossom Basket Florist. Beautiful bouquet we're going to send somewhere on your behalf to somebody special. Text in a few lines, thoughts about that, 359-2255. Also, talking gambling, sports betting, now legal. What will happen to Illinois? We'll have to wait and see, but I know some states are running and trying to get everything done by football because that's fun to kind of sit and watch. I think, you know... A reason of the popularity of the NFL has been gambling. I mean, there's huge gambling on fantasy, huge gambling game to game. Take the point spreads over under. I mean, that's been going on for decades. So nothing new there. You'll be able to bet $10 on the Atlanta pretty easy.
Yeah, and this text in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. Do you fill out NCAA tournament brackets for money? That's gambling.
It sure is, but that's too big to... do anything about.
Right.
I mean,
and just think of the size of that, how, you know, even someone who's barely interested in basketball joins the office pool probably for a couple of bucks.
No, right. I've done it for decades.
Me too.
I actually haven't filled one out for money in a few years.
Well, I haven't been in it.
Well, I'm kind of a bad sport.
Exactly.
I don't care. But, yeah, in the past several, I haven't even entered anything. I've done a couple of free ones online, but that's been about it. But, no, over the years, I've spent hundreds of dollars over the last few decades, I'm sure, on that kind of stuff. So, yeah. No, again, I'm kind of... That's kind of the direction the society is taking. I mean, we're fully into full drink, we're fully into full marijuana, and who knows what else. We're fully into gambling. If that's what you want, that's what you get. You got problems associated with all that. It's nothing you would tell your kids to do. You probably wouldn't instruct them as you teach them the ABCs that go ahead and have a beer, a joint, and bet on the Illini. You probably wouldn't push that. You probably might not care that they do that because you do it. The kids are going to do what you're going to do. The children will do what you do.
You're right.
And that's kind of how it works.
Okay.
And it's a big-time deal, and it's a lot of pressure because you just have to be me. I just have to be, I understand that. Well, I'm just saying that whatever you do, they do. And you say, well, they don't see it. Yeah, they do. I promise you, they know.
So Tim says, do we let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame now?
Major League Baseball has always been really strict on gambling, and over the years has been fairly consistent on it as well. Do you let Pete Rose in for gambling on games that he was managing? He never bet against his team, so he didn't fix anything, but he still gambled. He was, as far as I'm concerned, still the best hitter that I've ever seen, has the most hits. He certainly was good enough at baseball. But there was that morality and integrity issue. You certainly aren't going to, I don't think, put a steroid user in the Hall of Fame. To me, I think that's really ripping at the integrity of the game as well, no matter what the excuse is. So I don't know. I mean, do you let Pete Rose in now that we've all kind of softened our stance?
Mm-hmm.
It's still within the game. You don't want anybody playing the game to gamble on the game, because doesn't that hurt the integrity and the trust of the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, you've got compulsive and addicted people playing sports. Don't think that, how would they ever be immune to it?
Steve's bringing up the Black Sox.
Yeah, Shoeless Joe Jackson and on that whole fixing of the 1919 World Series or
right.
Something. There's a lot of money involved here. And don't think they won't try and manipulate this with, because again, if you can assure that you can make the money, well, there are going to be people on the inside. I'm just saying. I don't know where, I don't know when. It's just people, flawed human beings. We're all flawed, some more than others, and you can do all kinds of stuff with that. So, it's where we are. It's where we're going. So, I don't know. Lindy, how are you?
I'm good. Stevie, how are you today?
Gambler, are you?
No, not at all.
Never?
basketball practice, that's it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But the Pete Rose thing, I've been hearing that since yesterday that come out. And here's the deal. Yeah, he never bet against his team, but if he didn't bet for his team every single game, he has inside knowledge as a player and as a manager of pitching matchups and possible injuries. So just by not betting, he's essentially saying, I know we can't win this game, and he has inside information.
Well,
plus, it was all over the locker room, do not gamble on this sport.
Right.
He does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Sorry.
All right, and what do you think about the steroid guys? Do any of those guys belong in?
The steroid guys? No. If it's proven you used them, you cheated. You don't get in.
Okay. So you're not going to have the guy that hit the most home runs in there either?
No.
Okay. All right, you're consistent, my friend. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Lindy.
Nominations for flowers also coming in to 359-2255. Running athletes around, running students around. Boy, this is a crazy time of year. And here's a few nominations for some graduates. Congratulations.
All right, we're working on that. I'm going to call Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket, in about an hour. Text in 359-2255. Thoughts on gambling? Making it really easy to bet on the Illini. I mean, again, it's not like you couldn't before. There's still guys running bookies that you see at your favorite watering hole, and you're looking over the numbers.
All right. nice.
And you exchange cash.
But this makes it more official.
Yeah, it does. It's like gambling. It's like legalizing marijuana in Colorado and Oregon and the other states coming. It's just simpler to say, yes, it's legal, so why not? Now, there are associated problems with all this.
Yes.
And again, it's nothing you would probably recommend to your kids to partake in. But again, if you do it and you think it's fine, then it's fine.
It sure is confusing for young America,
well,
that's for sure.
It's just a lot of hypocritical kind of, you know, we as a society, it used to anyway, think, oh, gambling's not free. Then the lottery came out and bad to bet on games, really good to play the lottery and support children.
Right.
So stupid.
I know.
It's so hypocritical. See, gambling's either right or wrong in your mind. And again, I've bet on things not in a very long time, but I have.
Right.
I understand the pull. It's kind of put some juice on it. And
it
kind
sure
of fun.
Does.
Kind of fun to watch the ball game. Got a little money on it.
But
you know.
Parents more do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, and I'm just saying that chances are kids are going to do what you do because they see it and they feel it. They know it. That's the pressure of parenting. 7:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are protests in the West Bank a day after 60 Palestinians now reported to have died during and after protests in Gaza.
There has been a diplomatic fallout as well. There have been calls for a UN Security Council meeting, and now Turkey and South Africa both pulling their ambassadors out of Israel as a response. Turkey pulling its ambassador out of the U.S. as well.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Palestinians today are marking 70 years since what they refer to as the catastrophe, their displacement following Israel's declaration of independence. The volcano in Hawaii that's been leaking lava, destroying some homes, is also giving off gas.
Hawaii County civil defense officials say the vents formed by the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island are releasing high levels of sulfur dioxide, which may cause choking. There's also the danger of people being unable to breathe if exposed to it. About 2,000 people have been ordered to evacuate since May 3rd.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The last empty seat on the University of Illinois Board of Trustees could be filled by a Chicago corporate attorney. Governor Bruce Rauner has named Sanford Sandy Pearl of Glencoe, a 1987 alumnus, to the vacancy. The Senate still has to confirm the appointment. He is a partner at Kirkland & Ellis in Chicago. The Solar Group purchasing program is open again to the local area. WCIA says the program allows people to buy solar energy equipment at reduced prices. For more details, you can go to a Solar Power Hour information session at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. If you have plans to travel for Memorial Day weekend, you'll have a lot of company. AAA expects more than 41.5 million people to travel for the upcoming holiday weekend, which would be the most travelers since 2005 for the holiday period that this year runs May 24th through May 28th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Go to CMI, get all your janitorial supplies and all the machines. Every time I see one of those cleaning machines that you can ride, I think of CMI because they sell those.
Uh-huh.
They also have all the fancy mops and the bathroom cleaners that I have firsthand experience with.
Work smart.
Yeah, they've got them all. All your janitorial supplies, female-owned, Betsy Parks, Betsy and Brad Parks. CMIClean.com, 359-6262, CMIClean.com.
Up to 80, there's still a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. A little on the overcast side this morning, but partly cloudy later. 57 our low tonight. Morning showers in the forecast for tomorrow. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 84, low 59, 83 the high on Thursday, down to around 60. Partly cloudy again on Friday with a high 83, low 61. 68, the current temperature at ESPN, 93.5.
Ooh, the illusionists are tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's
gonna go.
Right.
Anybody who won free tickets with us, there was 12 tickets we gave out. Make sure you call tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to know what you think.
Jacob really enjoyed winning. Picked those tickets yesterday.
Cheer on the Cardinals with fellow Fighting Illini and alumni, fans and alumni, when they host the Philadelphia Phillies Friday night, May 18. Called Bragging Rights Night at the ballpark. All fans purchasing a special Illini theme ticket will receive an exclusive Illini themed Cardinals mesh jersey. Get your Illini night tickets now. Cardinals.com/theme. I think they're like a $150 ticket. That includes your mesh.
Is that right?
Yeah, you saw them. They're really nice.
I mean, and when you get a jersey or something, oftentimes that is 80
to 150, 200. I mean,
really?
Oh, yeah. You get a thick Yadier Molina jersey, it can be $300.
Well, when they brought it to the Cardinal Caravan at the beginning of the year, everybody was, ooh.
Yep, and I got a note from the Cardinals yesterday. Good news, FedEx is coming this morning with tickets to give away tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
With the jersey included.
Ooh.
You get tickets and jersey is what I think's coming. FedEx will be here by 10:30, so I'll have that and know for sure. So tomorrow, I'll be listening so you can go to the ball game. I'm going.
Yeah, and so, you can get a voucher. You pick up your product, and a lot of times the Cardinals will give you a stamp. You can put it away, and then
yeah,
you can bring it on back.
Yeah, no, I know. You can come back in.
That's how they did with the pet products on our May 5th day.
Those are big jars. I mean, heavy. You didn't want to haul them around all day. I did tell you that I saw the Cubs guy get kicked out, and they had like seven of them, and they threw them all in there, said an expletive, and left.
Right.
And
people swarmed around the garbage.
Swarmed and got in the garbage to grab them back.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
because those are headed right to eBay. Oh, yeah. Some of those things go right on eBay. There's no doubt about it.
I know we've got Dr. Todd coming up inside the next 15, 20 minutes. I talked to him yesterday getting my puppy all lined up.
Oh, good.
To see him for her first puppy check.
Awesome.
Little Olive is ready to go, our half Australian Shepherd, half Rottweiler.
So you have to give shots and all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that's yeah, right. And they got things. The first round, so we're due for the deworming and all.
All those things that go with a puppy. Mm-hmm. How's little Olive doing?
She's doing good.
Okay.
So he's got a little puppy chat ready to go for today.
Good.
And more as you chime in at 359-2255.
We ask the vet every Tuesday at about 10 before 8. So if you do have a question about your dog or cat or pet, call Dr. Todd or text in 359-2255. Talked a lot about gambling. Supreme Court essentially let states do their own thing. Don't know where Illinois is. I think we have it out there. I don't know if they'll look at it as a way to say, man, I mean, if you're doing it this broadly with gambling, right? You can gamble on about every corner. Dotties and all these other things. I mean, how many gambling parlors are so you can go gamble anywhere you want. If you sit there at the video poker, slots, whatever you want to do, you don't even have to put money in. You just slide your card, right?
Right.
You can put a $100 bill in, that'll give you credit.
That makes it too easy.
Really easy. So, I mean, this I guess just opens the door for making it easier and legal and legit, I guess you can say. And I'm not comfortable with, but it's what has happened and it's what everybody wants, I guess. I mean, again, there's just a lot of asterisks and bells and whistles. You bet $10 on the game, I don't care. You have a beer, I don't care if you're of age and all that stuff. It's just, you know, the people that can't do it, and should that penalize the rest of us that like entertainment? I mean, there are 3 million compulsive gamblers in the country. There's 80% of people bet something every year. So it's kind of what we do. We play. We gamble. And most everybody has no problem. There are 15 million that are on the edge of a problem. That's quite a few. But 3 million is the number I found for real compulsive gambling. So it's, again, it's a... makes it easier, and I don't think it changes much because those that gamble, gamble, and they are able to do it. Well, there's primaries today. Did you know that? Former Chief of Staff to Senator Mike Lee, Republican strategist. Deseret News Opinion Editor, is that how I say that, Boyd?
That is correct.
Deseret News Opinion Editor, Boyd Matheson, learned, very sharp, bright. You'll want to get hold of Boyd after we chat. So what do you see today, Boyd? I mean, all I'm hearing from all the normal outlets is what a blue wave is coming that I don't feel.
CBJ, I think your instincts are right. I think we have heard about a blue wave. We have been given visions of blue waves, and I'm not seeing it either. And I think this is the challenge. I think Democrats are going to try to parlay some momentum out of Pennsylvania today. That's probably their best space. But I still don't believe that Democrats have learned what Republicans failed to learn during the Obama administration, and that is that you have to be for things. Yeah. You cannot just be against things. It's easy to run against President Trump in the spring. It's actually easy to run as a socialist or a progressive socialist in the spring. There's 35 candidates across the country as part of this, quote, blue wave. That are running as Democratic socialists. And that's easy to do in the spring. It is a very tough fight in the fall. And so that will be the question is, can they transcend that? Can they get to a message of, hey, this is what we're for, this is what we're about? If they don't, the blue wave will barely be a blue ripple in a puddle come November.
I might be absolutely wrong because I know what history says about midterms with the party in power, but I don't buy in. I'm not buying it. I don't feel it. I don't think it. I do have a message, a two-word message for Maxine Waters.
I'm ready.
Keep talking. Keep talking about every ounce of your body fiber wanting to impeach this president. Keep talking, Maxine.
She may be the kryptonite to the blue wave. Because if she does keep on, if this becomes a campaign about impeachment, that bodes very well for Republicans.
Yeah.
And you're right, CBJ. It is always a challenge for the party in power at the midterm.
Yeah.
But the way things seem to be shaking up, I think even just based on the results last week in West Virginia and Ohio, some of those places, I don't see a real path for them to, and even Indiana, I don't see a path for them capturing the Senate, again, barring some major meltdown. They'll pick up seats in the House for sure, but I don't think they're going to get over the hump there and give Nancy Pelosi the gavel back.
Listen,
as much as she would like to take
if
it.
If they could find more Connor Lambs, that might be possible. I just think that the progressive left is dragging everybody too far. You can't have Elizabeth Warren running the country. It won't work. The people aren't there. There's a single digit, maybe 7%, that are in on that kind of doctrine. Most of the country isn't going that way. But yet I don't think they're going to allow a moderate Democrat to really do anything big nationally.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you even saw that in California, that Dianne Feinstein was deemed not progressive enough.
Wow.
Dianne Feinstein did not get the endorsement of the Democratic Party in California.
Wow.
And so I think the blue wave may be turning into a little bit of a blue fever that is clouding some judgment there, because I just don't see how they use that to get a path. And we've talked about this before, Stevie. You have to have what you're for. We always call it the Boston to Philadelphia model.
Yeah.
You can protest, you can be angry, but you got to move on. And if you don't get to Philadelphia and what you're for, you're not going to really change the power structure in Washington.
So what do we have? Primaries in Pennsylvania, Idaho, Nebraska, Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay.
And Nebraska.
Do you expect any surprises?
No, I don't see a lot of things shaking up there. You've got interesting governor's races in Idaho, not real big. Will be interesting in Nebraska is one of those that's interesting. The Democratic race in Nebraska is pretty fascinating because it is a very progressive versus almost a Republican moderate on the other side. So that will be an interesting indicator to see what the national party is doing on the Democratic side.
Boyd Matheson, how do people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Boyd Matheson or at DeseretNews.com.
Hey, keep up your fight. We appreciate you, Boyd, always.
Thanks, DBJ. All the best.
Boyd Matheson, Deseret News Opinion Editor. Deseret is D as in David, E-S-E-R-E-T, Deseret News Opinion Editor. All right. 7:43. Ask the Vet coming up. Still taking nominations for the bouquet of flowers from Ron Bailey at Blossom Basket.
And it's all over the place. Like I said, May's a busy month with the graduates, the bombs being saluted, and as our veterans, too. We're getting a lot of good nominations in. And sometimes it's too challenging, so we just put a number on it and guess a number between Stevie J
and an award. What are you saying?
I'm saying we.
I have nothing to do with
what
it.
What I'm saying.
You can't decide.
People just need to type a sentence or two saying, you know, my mother is the sweetest, and you still might.
The reason you're in charge of it is I can't decide either.
Okay.
It's so hard. There's so
but
many.
You don't have to take time and type out the big sob story or something. It's,
well, that's just they want to share.
Right, right. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes it's a deterrent because people are on the go in the morning. So, very good.
Well,
by the way, I can't, in other words,
one sentence is fine.
Exactly.
Okay, very good.
And we got some texts regarding the gambling.
Yeah.
Just because some people can't handle it, the gambling, doesn't mean that it should be kept away from all.
That's what I said. I mean, there's 3 million addicted gamblers, 15 more million on the watch list, 80% or 270 million of this country gamble every year. So it is very common. People do enjoy it. When you can shut off the spigot, it's fine.
Right.
If that's the way you want to spend your entertainment dollars, much like a movie, you bet $20 on the Cubs, go for it. You're an adult. You're fine. It just, I don't think it's a great path because is that what you want to focus your attention on is the line and point spread and cover and all of those thoughts that, that consume you because you got money on the thing. It's just, I would suggest it's not, and again, I've been there, done that, and I don't think it's a good thing. That's all.
I like to get in, but it's mainly just the minimum amount. Whenever I've gone to Vegas, I always hit the slots on the towards the door because I've heard they're looser because they have the bells and whistles and attract more people in.
And you heard that at the beauty shop. You got
exactly.
That.
Hey. And I come in with a pocket full of nickels, and when I'm out, I'm out. Whatever.
Right, that's fine. Again,
exactly.
it's called entertainment. It is gambling is a force, though, and it's addictive. And that's your danger. What do we do with the addicts from, I mean, who pays for all that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to pay for that for tax dollars? We probably need a lot more help in that direction.
Tim says gambling is far more dangerous than pot.
Oh. It definitely can destroy families. And people hide that stuff, and it's really destructive.
Well, and I know at least three parents who have had to, you know, use their credit card to bail out their kid who got in a big jam.
Yeah.
It's just not being adult enough to know when to say
or
when.
Or you have addictive qualities, and you can get addicted to stuff. I mean, there are tendencies. I don't know if it's a brain thing or what happens. Why is an alcoholic? Why is somebody addicted to gambling or sex or something else? I mean, you have addicts in all areas. It's some weakness, whatever we have within us. I think it's a chemical brain thing that makes us more susceptible.
We feel a yearning when we're without it.
Stop on our own.
And that's the same as we look at our phones every day, for that matter.
Ask the Vet coming up. You got a pet question? We are covering it all today. 359-2255, flowers, gambling, and pets.
Big smorgasbord.
Here we go.
And let's talk about some of the gambling that has coast to coast. The Supreme Court making this in the state's department. Now they have to pass legislation. Definitely a topic that's been trending. NBA action happened last night. Kevin Durant's 37 points led Golden State over Houston. People are saying the Warriors really dominated. 119-106 was the final with the Warriors on top now, 1-0. Cleveland up 1-0 over Boston, and that game is happening tonight. In the NHL series, we've got Vegas over Winnipeg 3-1. That'll make Tim happy. He's always texting in to 359-2255. That series is tied at a game apiece now. All right, we had Atlanta over the Cubs 6-5 yesterday. They've got a game tonight on US 105.9. Pittsburgh will host the Chicago White Sox, and we've got St. Louis and the Minnesota Twins. They had the day off yesterday. Let's get your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com. Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. The Redbirds had a day off yesterday as they prepare for a two-game series against the Minnesota Twins starting tonight. As we know, the Minnesota Twins swept the Blues from Busch Stadium earlier last week. Tonight, they send Jack Flaherty to the mound. Flaherty starting in place of Carlos Martinez. He looks for his first victory in 2018. Currently sitting at 0-1 on the season. That loss came against the Pittsburgh Pirates, where he gave up 3 earned runs on a total of 5 innings pitched. The Redbirds also looking for some offense. In 5 of their last 6 games, the Cardinals have scored 3 runs or less. It'll be Flaherty against Jose Berrios. First pitch this evening at 7:10. Our Amer and Total Access pregame show comes your way at 6:15. I'm Alex Ferrario on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi,
folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Out of Columbus, Ohio, second seed Illini golf team in third place, even par at the regional, Michael Fiegel, 3-under-68, the lowest Illini of the day on the course.
All you got to do is get the top five. Illini again tied for third. They're 8 shots ahead of the next team, which I think is, I don't know, Big Ten teams, whatever. We're ahead of them. We just want to be top five, get out of there, make the national title, have a chance again. So, good news for golf after one day. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Still a slight chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. We've got a high 80, low 57 expected. 40% chance of morning showers. In tomorrow's forecast, high 84, low 59. 83 the high with partly cloudy conditions both Thursday and Friday. Down to around 60 in the evening. We're currently at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
On Tuesdays,
I might be wacky, but I wanna play.
We talk pets, ask the vet, Dr. Todd Likens.
I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Any questions? 359-2255.
I deserve a treat, cause I'm a fluffy babe. I got hair, shaking the air, doggy by the day.
Come on!
Because I'm happy.
Dr. Todd Likens, how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Practicing my chauffeuring today.
You are chauffeuring?
Driving little Leo over to Indianapolis to go to his new home in New York City.
Wow. So you are flying Leo. How does Leo fly? First class?
Well, yeah, well, of course he does. He's got a personal escort, and he's going to be in first class. So we got somebody, a stewardess, that actually travels our doggies for us so that they don't have to go in the cargo because we all hate that.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, little Leo's got a home today.
Nice.
You're driving to the airport. So Diana's a little puppy. And
that's right, little Olive.
Little puppy. Well, there are a whole lot of things that go into having a puppy, including the shots and the distemper, all that stuff you have to do, right?
Absolutely. We'll go over the big talk on everything that needs to happen. What I kind of do is evaluate the people's lifestyle with them, and then we figure out what things they need to do. So, but the big thing on 8-week-old puppies is potty training. Just make sure you get that potty training down.
So right now we're doing a lot of that, obviously, and she's doing
well, huh?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Every time her feet hit the grass, it seems like that's an instinct for her to squat. So, and right now we're just kind of positive reinforcement with the petting and kind of cheering. But should we be using some treats or food?
Well, actually, if she's responding well to your the praise, that's good enough. Treats do help reinforce with a lot of dogs because a lot of dogs are food motivated.
Yeah, I know about that.
And you're an expert, Stevie.
I'm a real expert.
It seems like when she goes to the bowl, she wants to clear it out. So we're just putting like little 20 pieces of chow at the bottom of the bowl, you know, a few times a day. And so she doesn't overeat.
Right, and here's where I tell people you can always evaluate your dog with your eyes. Now, I use a bag just for a starter point on food, and when I look at him from across the room, and if I see the ribs, you need to feed 10% more. And the next part is I walk up and touch the rib fat, and if I push more than a half inch before I feel ribs, then we got to cut back about 10%.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you're in the right range.
Yeah, right. Ribs.
Are you thinking about Charlie?
I have to
and feeding
hug
him some ribs now.
Really tight to feel anything.
Okay.
So Charlie
deserves to be spoiled right now.
Yeah, Charlie's going through stuff, but you know what? I'm hopeful we're going to survive this. A lot of people have asked me about it because I talked about Charlie, and what Charlie meant to us and me, and I think Charlie's hanging pretty good. Todd, he's acting great, eating great. We've had this round of blasto something, which is something anybody can get from
blastomycosis, is a big word.
Blastomycosis, which any dog is susceptible to, Charlie just picked it up somehow. Can come from dirt, can come from air, and it's anyway. I think he's doing great, so I'm happy.
Yeah, he's got a lot of time on the medicine yet, but he's past the worst part. generally the first week is the very worst part. He's past that, so he's doing good.
Yep. Okay, on the road with the little Leo. I don't know how you name your animals. How do you do that?
Well, actually, this is Leo's the name from the owner.
Okay.
So he's a good car traveler. He's sleeping right here beside me, which is what we want. And when you're training puppies, he's traveling on an empty tummy right now, so he doesn't vomit over Gina's car, because I'm in Gina's car, not mine.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to use your car today, hon. Yeah, I'm going to take your car today. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. And again, you can carry your dog inside with a little crate. That's and as long as it fits underneath the thing. So.
Yes, and our puppies go out. They do fit under the seat.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, this gal's great because she's stewardess by trade, but then she flies dogs as a service for at other times. So it works out really good.
Yep, that's awesome. Okay, we appreciate you. How do people find you?
Hey, I'm Kirby Mattis, or by the police station, Muhammad, 355 Pets, 586 Pets.
Have a good trip over and back, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby Champagne, where he has a veritable zoo. Steps, at least seven or eight go to work every day with them. White Golden.
Yep.
And also near the police station, next to the police station, Muhammad.
More nominations coming in to 359-2255 for the flowers from Blossom Basket Floors.
Yep.
Lots of terrific students with a great year, and we're wrapping up school.
Yeah.
Next Monday, the 21st, is when Unit 7 wraps
up. Well, and I'm sure Unit 4 and 116 aren't far behind. 359-2255. You can text in on gambling, on nominating somebody for a bouquet of flowers on your behalf for free from the Blossom Basket Floors. All that is what we've got going on. We're going to talk a little about addiction this morning. Lifeline Connect is a wonderful program where they rehab, faith-based rehab for drug addicts, and their success has been wonderful. We'll visit about that coming up next.
Sounds good.
ESPN 93.5, 756, your Fox News update, and our local news coming up.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
After it's over and the Cavs lose, it will be that LeBron's team wasn't good enough. It will be that his role players, his sidekicks weren't good enough. But before that happens, I'm listening to you now, and your entire explanation is, but LeBron James will be enough. Afterwards, you'll blame it on the team. Beforehand, you say his individual performance is good enough. I'm the one going team before and after. His team's not good enough. He'll be good. You're right. It's not he that will be the problem. It'll be everybody else. Who are they? They are the team that barely got by the Indiana Pacers. They are the team that won't get past a better coached, more gritty, tougher, smarter, and more talented Boston Celtics.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Napa know-how.
As much as people talk about the weather, you'd think we'd be experts by now. Fact is, nobody knows what it's going to do. That's why you need Bosch Icon Wiper Blades, now $10 off a pair. They provide superior visibility in all springtime weather conditions. So be prepared with Bosch Icon Blades, now $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up. You can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this. and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available in most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the iHotel. Check them out at the corner of First Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Don't miss a gripping reimagination of the events the night before the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with the Twin City Theater Company and their latest production, The Mountaintop, playing at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign, May 11th through the 13th and May 17th through the 20th. The Mountaintop focuses on Dr. King's final days and him being forced to confront his destiny and his legacy to his people. It's The Mountaintop with the Twin City Theater Company. It's